Hi, this is Joe Feeks, editor of Pig Health Today, and with me is Dr. Pete Schneider. He is a swine veterinarian at Schneider & Schneider Hog Farms in Waterloo, Iowa. Thanks for joining us today.
Thanks for having me.
You've had the dubious honor of having an FDA auditor show up at your door, unannounced, wanting to do a veterinary feed directive audit. When you first got the knock on the door, what was your reaction?
Yeah, actually, I wasn't home at the time, but my dad was, and I get a phone call from him and saying, hey, there's two guys here from the FDA, and they want to see our VFDs. Are we going to jail? That was literally his response to me. And so if I was thinking right, I would have said, well, my stuff's all in order, but it's good knowing you.
Yeah.
But no, I mean, it would, you know, kind of just makes you a little surprised and mm-hmm. a little nervous when the FDA shows up at your door. So certainly didn't know what to expect. It was something we really couldn't deny the FDA from doing. Had every right to be there. And so, you know, we had to go through it and see how it went.
And I'm surprised to hear that a little bit, because I've talked to some of the folks at FDA. And they said, well, in the first year or two, we're really going to be taking an educational approach. We would show up unannounced at a feed mill, but, you know, farmers, you're never going to find them at home anyway. Same with vets, you're mm-hmm. not going to find them in their clinic. We would always call ahead of time. So I'm surprised that you didn't get any advance notice.
Yeah, well, so our feed mill actually happens to sit on the home farm, which has our sow farm on it as well. So the address listed for the feed mill was the same one as the sow farm.
Ah.
So a little different scenario than probably most production systems.
You just had a lucky number? They pulled your name out of the hat? Or was there something that caught their attention?
Yeah, from my understanding, from what the FDA inspector told us, was that the Center for Veterinary Medicine has the list of distributors of medicated feed. And randomly, they'll choose a name off that, give it to the FDA inspectors, and say, hey, let's go do an audit at the site. And so we just so happened to be chosen by the FDA for that reason.
Mm-hmm. So now you have a mill on your farm, which you obviously use to make feed for your pigs, but then what you're then in turn also making feed for your contract growers. Can you walk me through the chain of command there?
Yeah, so I think the understanding of who gets on the list of distributors of medicated feed is a little bit unclear. So from my understanding, if you own the pigs, yet they're at a contract grower site, and they're the ones that are doing chores on a day-to-day basis, you then need to be listed as a distributor of medicated feed. The FDA inspector didn't give me very good guidance on that, but he said, hey, you probably did the right thing. And so we move forward with go ahead and putting our name on the distributor of medicated feed list. And that's, again, how we were chosen by the Center of Veterinary Medicine.
And in a situation like that, then, do you have to have a separate VFD for each farm?
Yes. Yep. The VFD needs to be issued for the exact set of pigs where the medicated feed is going to be fed at. So, again, I can't write it for the home farm and then go feed it to one of the contract growers. It'd be really easy, but I'm sure if I got audited by the FDA, they wouldn't be very happy with that process.
So, what was this experience like? I mean, obviously, nobody likes being audited. There's always that element of surprise, and you assured your dad that you were not going to jail, and that was good news. But what was it like? Tell me about the 24 hours that they were there and that the kinds of things that they were doing.
Yeah, actually, the audit itself was pretty easy. And again, once you got over the shock factor of having FDA show up at your door, they kind of told you what the process was on their end and what they wanted to know. You kind of settled in and got a little more comfortable with it. And talking with the FDA inspectors, that's really been the response from most producers and veterinarians and feed mills that have gone through the process. So when we met up later that evening after I got home from my work and was able to meet the FDA inspectors right around 4:30, we sat down, looked at the VFDs that I had issued. We looked at our feed records, made sure that everything looked like it was in line. We'd used the right amount of medication in the feed, and that all the VFDs were filled out properly. They filled out an inspection form that they have, kind of an inspection tool that has the check boxes and everything else mm-hmm. to make sure everything's crossed their T's and dotted their I's. Then they gave me feedback on the process. And the whole thing really only lasted about half an hour once it started. But we're also in a different situation where the feed mill, the producer, and the veterinarian are really all the same entity. So it made it a pretty easy experience.
So do they give you a grade, or how does that work?
Yeah, I think at this point in time, with their mindset of being educate before regulate, they've got the checklist inspection tool that they're using. And it's really up to the inspector to finalize the grade on their own. I don't think that there's a point system, pass, fail. Mm-hmm. But, you know, there was a few things that they had asked questions about. Hey, we want more detail here. Could you expound upon this in your VFD? And you know, it really points maybe that an inspector could find some fault in, but you know, for the purpose, it was really more of, again, to let us know, and walked away from it with really no repercussions or ramifications after the audit was done.
You said that they wanted more detail mm-hmm. in some cases. What sort of information were they looking for?
In my particular instance, instead of using a system like a Global VetLink, we created our own VFD form. It really has the same detail and information on it that like a Global VetLink form would have. But above and beyond that, they wanted to know what ration is this medicated feed supposed to be fed in, or what timing during the pig's wean to finish phase is this medicated feed supposed to be in the barn. That wasn't something that I'd have been putting on my VFDs before that point in time. Just for the detail that the FDA wants and the guidance from the veterinarian, that may be something that we have to look at of putting that information in there a little bit more thoroughly.
So, if you had to do it all over again, mm-hmm. I mean, it sounds like you did a good job with your record keeping and so forth, but what advice would you have to other veterinarians, and for that matter, other mill operators and farm owners, what advice would you have for them moving forward, and how should they react when the inspector comes to call?
Yeah, well, I think it's going to be hard for them not to be a little bit shocked and concerned when they first show up, but I think the more, you know, calm and cool they can be during the process, I think the easier it'll go for them. And really, as long as they're doing the appropriate things with storing their veterinary feed directives, the ones that they get from the vet, or having the veterinarian store them for themselves, they're really probably going to be in a pretty good place. Some of these systems like a Global VetLink or others that are out there, they don't really let you make too many errors.
Yeah.
The biggest thing is, like I talked about, we probably need a little bit more description as to where that feed's exactly supposed to be and which diet or which timing in the ration. But really, I think most people are going to be sitting in a pretty good place as long as they've done a good job storing their VFDs and have the appropriate contact with their veterinarian or with the feed mill and vice versa.
And what about rationale for product usage? Because, you know, a lot of the feed medications that are used in the pork industry today, their labels were written in some cases decades mm-hmm. ago, and it's just too expensive and too long to try to redo all of these labels. FDA has said that they don't want to redo the mm-hmm. labels, but some of the language on these labels can be out of step with today's disease spectrum and management practices and so forth. Did they give you any latitude in terms of the rationale for some use of some medications?
Yeah, they really didn't. They're still pretty insistent that, again, what's on the label is what's followed, and certainly with the laws that we know on the VFD side of things, that's going to continue to be a little bit of a challenge. So I think it's important that for veterinarians that we're getting out there and taking the appropriate samples to help, again, have the rationale to use that medication where we want to use it at and need to use it at, mm-hmm. And also for producers to understand that that's going to be the case, that we probably need to more routinely gather those diagnostics. You know, it's pretty easy for me. I've been around our family farm for a number of years, and you kind of know, like clockwork, when some of your challenges are going to hit. So I'm probably a little bit lax at times in getting the diagnostics in, but certainly since that audit, I've been a little bit more aware of that, hey, I need to have some justification for what I'm doing. And so again, every now and then when I know I've got a disease challenge, hey, well, let's make sure we get some diagnostics in to say that we continue to have these concerns that we need to make sure we're treating with these antibiotics that are pretty important to pig health.
And certainly diagnostics are important, but it's my understanding from talking to the mm-hmm. FDA that they're not requiring that you document the particular situation
right.
with diagnostics, here's a result of this particular test, and that they will go on the veterinarian's just knowledge of the farm,
right.
their clinical impressions and so forth. Did any of that come up in your discussions with them?
Yeah, certainly. I mean, a clinical impression is certainly something that they're willing to honor, and I think that's very important, again, having the veterinarian involved in the day-to-day. Well, not necessarily the day-to-day operations, but certainly having a good history and working knowledge of the farm. So these visits once every 6 months, maybe, again, by the letter of the law, okay, but I'm sure an FDA inspector could tear a hole in that if he really wanted to. So, but yes, but I think, again, the more thorough we can be with documenting the concerns on the farm, it leaves less open for interpretation and allows us to have, again, more footing to stand on.
Fantastic. Well, thank you so much for sharing your experience. I'm glad that you were able to come and personally visit us, and we didn't have to go to the county jail to visit you. So
yes,
that always makes it a little easier. All right. We've been talking to Dr. Pete Schneider. He is a veterinarian at Schneider and Schneider Hog Farms in Waterloo, Iowa. Thanks again for coming by, Pete.